Welcome back to the morning show, Rayman, Joe D, and we are on the eve of the opening of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's 1920 season, and Carolyn Kwan is their brilliant music director and a friend of the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
It's always nice to talk to you. Give us, me, Ray, whoever, a little background. What goes into planning each year's series?
Oh, my God. Well, it's a very long process. And some, I mean, we always start a year or two ahead. And, you know, we think about what's going on. As an artist, I will say, in the world we live in today, full of chaos, frustration, and turmoil, I've never actually been more determined to try to make a difference through music. And, you know, so this season, when we were planning it, we thought, you know, I just could not think of anything better or more needed than the theme joy. So the entire season, we really saw, you know, music is a universal language that speaks directly to our heart and soul. It heals and comforts. It brings all of us, you know, closer to share experiences. And it doesn't matter who you sit next to. You can have this shared experience. We really, when we were planning the season, we really thought, you know what, let's create an oasis where people can come, enjoy music, be with each other. So joy really was sort of, all of us just decided this has to be kind of the central theme that we focus on. So every piece of the music, you know, we're thinking about, you know, fun, joy. And of course, that means we end our season with Ode to Joy.
Of course.
Beethoven's iconic work. But, you know, starting the season, we thought, you know, let's continue our, so I don't know if you guys remember, I became a U.S. citizen
a couple years ago.
And right. So the very first time the HSL saw that, you know, we're going to host a naturalization ceremony and really, you know, just reacting to the world we live in, but also as part of our commitment to be welcoming and inclusive to immigrants as well as everyone in the community, and music being the perfect thing to bring everybody together. So this year we thought, you know, we'll end the season with Beethoven 9, Ode to Joy, but we'll start with an all-American program featuring Gershwin, Copeland, you know, some of the iconic music that people love, you know, Rhapsody in Blue, and I've Got Rhythm variation. A lot of people will probably recognize the music, but and we have this amazing soloist, Kevin Cole, who really is known for being Mr. Gershwin. He spent his really entire career sort of getting into the Gershwin's head and trying to play like him. And there's a little bit of a joke, but not funny, that he even got Gershwin's cancer. But, you know, Kevin survived and is playing better than ever.
By the way, in this theme of joy, how does Romeo and Juliet, I think I'm familiar with how that ends.
It's love, right? And of course, throughout the year, we also have to think, you know, holiday music, people want to hear a certain thing. And Valentine's Day, people want to hear a certain thing.
So, and that's a good one.
That's why, you know, as a music director, you have to think about, you know, not only just what the world needs, but also, you know, what the musician needs.
Exactly.
You know, it's still my responsibility to challenge them. And, you know, what does, you know, it's like, you know, creating a menu for 5,000 people.
That's not easy.
That's not easy. I couldn't create a menu for five, never mind 5,000. You really span the globe. Gershwin, Vivaldi, Beethoven, and you've got a lot of great guests. You mentioned Kevin Cole, but it seems like there's a lot of the concerts that you have, performances, I should say, that you have really great special guests.
We do, and we opened our season with Gershwin and Copeland, and we continue to, throughout the season, you know, we like to include different things, as you know, I'm one of those people that like to, that I'm slightly rebellious, you know, that's been sort of, for those people that
can't
do America by myself at 14. So I like to throw a little curveball here and there, and I'm especially excited about actually our November concert, because we have a co-commission with the Baltimore Symphony, Colorado Symphony, Oregon Symphony, a new piece called Drum Circle, that's going to feature not one soloist, but four percussionist soloists.
Wow.
And so just imagine coming, I'm sure, you know, your listener listening has probably never experienced anything like this. that they're going to come as, I actually can't even imagine. I have never conducted a percussion concerto with four percussionist solos, and they're going to include our HSO percussion section as part of the performance. Okay. So literally there's going to be like a percussion circle around the whole orchestra.
See, you're always inventing. You know, it's always a thrill. Well, Carolyn, we wish you the best. If people want to get tickets, and don't forget the Broadway series, I mean, a bunch of other stuff going
Pops.
On. Pops, yes, sir. Yep. Go to HartfordSymphony.org, HartfordSymphony.org. And as the season goes on, I hope, Maestro, we will talk again.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Carolyn.